Hitler. He wasn't such a bad guy after all, was he? Hitler loved his country, Germany. Hitler was angry toward the countries that had impoverished Germany. Hitler wanted Germany to heal. Hitler sacrificed himself for the glory of Germany. Hitler wanted to improve humanity. Hitler wanted to eradicate poverty. Hitler inspired his people to amazing achievements. Wait a minute, you say, are you a fascist? Sounds like it, doesn't it? No, I'm not a fascist. I'm just pointing out that from his perspective and many Germans of his day, Hitler was a good man. You see, right and wrong in the absence of absolute truth is all in the eyes of the beholder. America has been moving away from God at an ever-increasing pace over the past 60 years. God is absolute truth, and He revealed that truth in Christ Jesus. To move away from absolute truth is to enter into error. The further you move away from truth, the more error you explore. At this moment in time, this is dated April 16, 2020, Americans are seeing firsthand how Hitler's Germany came to be. Our God and our Constitution have long served to stabilize our country. As both God and the Constitution have been marginalized in government, media, entertainment, education, business, and family, and even religion, we've moved into error, politically, socially, and spiritually. Hitler killed Jews. We kill unwanted unborn babies. Hitler stamped out opposition. The left is stamping out opposition via the media and government. Hitler took control of information sources. Our media is controlled by atheistic socialism. Hitler borrowed money to support infrastructure improvements. We're borrowing money to subsidize non-productive people. Hitler ran up tremendous debt to European banks to build Germany. We've run up $21 trillion of debt, largely to China. Now it's up to $30 trillion. Hitler changed the education system into one of propaganda. We're propagandizing our education system to promote non-scientific socialist causes like climate change, evolution, and socialism. Hitler banned unhealthy practices. We're requiring social distancing, masks, etc. Hitler changed the laws to insulate himself and other political leaders from criminal charges. We're not prosecuting known criminals in our government. Hitler spent great amounts of money on the arts. We're doing the same. You say, but we're not German and our leaders are not like Hitler. People invariably justify themselves. Hitler did. Germany did. We do. Moving away from God and the Constitution will inevitably result in American crimes of no less magnitude than those of Hitler and Nazi Germany. Delusion is a wonderful but deadly thing. When a person is deluded, they're energized and excited. When the truth becomes clear, they crash and burn. Repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand. Matthew 4:17. Repent means to change the way you think and how you act. Except you repent, you will perish. Luke 13:3. We cannot violate God's law without terrible consequences. We cannot violate our Constitution without terrible consequences. Will we repent? I certainly pray and hope so. If we do not, America will cease to exist. From this day forward, open your eyes to see every person as either lost or found, as either the enemy of God or his friend, as either helping the kingdom or hurting it. This is discernment. It's not mysterious. It's eminently practical. It is wisdom. Not to do so is to violate your own, your country's, and God's interests. Remember, we are commanded to preach the gospel to every creature.